With the doctor's division, we have an ASCII report patient Ralph Randall and colonoscopy report by patient Ralph Randall indicates procedure was deemed positive for colon cancer screen. Patient magnesium and again, third, Dr. Raj, patient on procedure blood pressure, pressure on my cardiac and upper procedure with biopsy and colonoscopy instrumental lymphocytic is copper and over lymphocytic colonoscopy patient drug resistant from patient patient period of HE. It's copper of cardiomyopathy, primary salvage is region to cause blood loss, one second of the time. Patient duodenum from starting the first portion of the duodenum to the second portion, third portion of the duodenum. Patient is severe, eroded, ulcerated the mucosal mucosa of the duodenum involving circumferentially from starting from junction of first portion of duodenum and severe in the second portion and third portion of duodenum. It, the way it looked like it appeared to be malignant in nature, muscle biopsy is like diagnosis, very much eroded and inflamed, and now bleeding so by enteropile, look non nopal chest, person nose and nerve is only gastrointestinal obstruction, mild inflammation changes in the interim. Retinal biopsy between is like diagonal or has the metabolic red fiction and sazura vascular from furnace and cardiac look pulsing body stomach look eroded eroded gastritis with inflamed looking erosion and upper body of stomach when it looks very inflamed just not with the biopsy, but I'm not sure if there's any blood vessel right underneath there for some bleeding though. School are straight bug junction, no is any esophagitis or esophageal vessel. So, I'm very sick. Social score move pressure and patient on the complication. Patient turn around, KY jelly, fried rectum, colonoscope plate, rectum, scope plate, rectum, rectum, defending colon, fine pressure, and colon, fine pressure. There's a cecum, that picture. In the cecum, I saw one fecal engine dysplasia, now bleeding. Scuba, really sick, a picture coming out. I did not see if there's any polymatosis, polymatosis, or colitis. Patient, if I have a loose, darker picture. People live with a stroke, very good, so this could be rectum, and patient turn around, and I'm bleeding, so sick. Section did not see expression pressure on the complication. Finding number one, gross esophagus, normal zero. Number two, proximal body stomach, severe erosive gastritis with the nodular erosions. And the three, mild gastritis in the enter and four, no ulcerative gastrial obstruction. Number five, patient has a severe ulcerated eroded duodenitis noted. Inflammatory changes in the duodenum, severe circumferential, starting from the junction of first and second portion of the duodenum. Going all the third portion of duodenum, it was circumferentially eroded and inflamed. Appeared neoplastic, multiple biopsy were taken, like diagnosis, or any cancerous changes. Observing what could be the cause of hepatocyte stools. Number four, colonoscopy of cecum. Number five, non-bleeding edge dysplasia. Non-bleeding edge dysplasia at the cecum. Number eight, number nine, those will actually be negative to for colon cancer screening. A recommendation: await for the biopsy of the small bowel, await for the biopsy of stomach. Observation for a child 40 mg BID and cataplexy 1 gram QID. Recommend patient to have upper endoscopic and endoscopic ultrasound evaluation of the duodenum and evaluation of the proximal body stomach. To any plastic changes, and for that patient, you will send to Orlando Health for upper endoscopic ultrasound evaluation. Number three, I'll wait for the biopsy of the small intestine, the biopsy of the stomach. If the biopsy of the stomach comes up, probably have a virtuality, which is triple therapy. Number eight, patient recommendation and a CBC and eye studies done. And the colonoscopy colon cancer screening in 5 years. Advise patients to have a right water system and a fiber supplement. Tell the patient to get GF, soft blended fiber diet. Egg white, chicken, fish, cream of wheat, avoid raw vegetables, raw fruit, vegetables, seed, nuts, and corn, etc. because such a loaded duodenum appearing. I also recommend that you have a CT scan of abdomen pelvis with contrast for any extra luminal pathology considering to the severe inflammatory changes in the duodenum. Their procedure was like pancreatic cancer, hepatobiliary cancer, and their procedure was January 29 to 22nd. January 29 to patient option based on the copy of patient primary care provider, Dr. Farm study, and patient got copy to patient primary care provider, copy to Dr. Farm study patient's gastroenterology. Patient option next. Depending on the endoscopic ultrasound evaluation, that could not be benign, especially in the duodenum proximal body stomach. Then recommendation of repeat endoscopy in about 6 to 8 weeks follow-up of the severe erosive duodenitis. Patient option next.